Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is time for the wake-up call here on the morning shift. A reminder, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929. Just let out the top five HBO series list. If you missed it just a second ago, honorable mentions to Curb Your Enthusiasm and Entourage. I have not seen Succession, so it gets an honorable mention as well. I went number 5, Eastbound and Down. Number 4, True Detective. Number 3, The Wire. Number 2, The Sopranos. And number 1, Band of Brothers. Most of the feedback I'm getting so far is, what about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I was a big Thrones guy.
I'm mad at you about this.
I hate how the whole thing ended, and it's just left a bitter taste in my
mouth. Kind of ruined it.
It did.
But I thought one bad season couldn't ruin it. You literally use that as one of your qualifiers. A bad story arc can ruin it,
yes.
Look. It's easy to say it was a bad storyline. It was a series they didn't write until season 7. And because George R.R.R.R.R. Martin, however many R's are in his name, decided he wasn't going to finish it. And he hasn't finished it yet. We're still waiting for the final book to come out. Still.
Do we know if he's finished it and just hasn't released a book?
I don't know, like, man. I mean, I think
they were concerned about his health for a while. Like, you're not a very healthy person.
I'm starting to think that he might have finished it. And he's not. He's gonna release it post. What do you call it when you die and you release something?
Postmortem.
No. That's posthumously or whatever they call it.
Oh, posthumously.
Yeah, because I don't think he wants any backlash when it doesn't end the way people want it to end.
It would hurt his feelings.
Well, don't. I mean, get over. I mean, dude, you're like millions upon millions now off this series.
Okay, can I also throw back at some people? And it's our buddy Marcus and Mr. Yo. Like, True Blood isn't even close.
True
Blood is.
If I did a top 10 list, True Blood would not have made the
You
list.
Know what True Blood is? You know those, like, those Skinamax movies?
Exactly.
That's essentially a series, a Skinamax series that they put on HBO. It's with vampires. It's like. It's
Same
just,
with the Tudors.
So it would have made yours?
No.
Okay, I'll just check.
Never would have made mine.
It's,
no.
It's porn with vampires.
Exactly.
And bad storyline. I mean, it's garbage. I'm sorry, but that is a garbage show. If you think that Mr. Yo, you're my dude, but that show is garbage. I tried watching it when they were redoing it, like, you know, the replay series on mm-hmm. the HBO, like Signature or whatever. Absolute garbage.
I feel like I'm in a totally different realm with HBO series because for some reason I've gotten out of the whole true crime shoot 'em ups. I'm just not there anymore. I can't. So I'm more
You've
so
matured.
Like I'm on the baller side, Silicon Valley. Now I just said I'm not into shoot 'em ups, but Last of Us I did invest in, and I know I just told Bo off air that he should not watch it, but I still think it was a good series. Sex in the City and the newsroom
was
Jeff
solid
Daniels.
But it just ended abruptly.
Well,
you know what I mean, like it was just like it was
jail,
here but it was
gone. That was weird.
The first season was insanely good.
I don't
so good.
Know
and
how
it was just like over.
I don't know how Night of's
very good.
Chernobyl.
Again, you
hold on,
you gotta take
hold
one
on.
Off you gotta take one off.
Veep,
good shows.
Veep is
the Night of was great.
I think we lived Veep, by the way, recently. That
Ding.
That show is so good, and it's amazing. White Lotus is one that's very much...
Not even close.
Hear me? I'm not done talking.
Okay. You do this all the time. But go
White,
ahead.
I know. White Lotus is one, to me, is very True Detective-esque. And the thing about White Lotus is it's... The thing that makes it hard is it's basically each season is highlighting something about what's wrong with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the brilliance of it. But it's also what does turn people off, because a lot of the characters, all of them, most of the time, are unlikable.
Yeah. Before we go to the phone lines, just a reminder, you guys can get at us also at 929 Morning Shift, or you can call in 404-726-0929. I know we've got a number of callers. Do you guys have any background with Oz, like one of the original series from HBO?
No.
So,
like what, mid-90s probably?
I didn't know. I thought that all like HBO and Cinemax and everything when I
Showtime.
When I was like 12 or 13, because I didn't have cable back then. I thought anything that came on those channels like at 9 o'clock or later was like Skinamax. So I remember trying to watch Oz like when it was like all blurred in my grandparents.
Jesus.
And I was like, this sucks. It's just like prison. It sucks.
Wow.
I stopped. I turned it off.
Wow. A little insight into the childhood of Squidbilly right
what
there.
What a disappointment.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go. I'm not even going any further with that. Let's go out to the phone lines and let's go to Ike in Atlanta. Ike, you're on the morning shift. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Good. So I'm not too far off your list, Mike.
Okay.
Sopranos, True Detective, which is a great call,
yeah.
The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to speak because I'm a little older than you guys. As a red-blooded American male, I think y'all forgot that there is a series on HBO that was monumental in the development of young men.
Okay.
And I will say that was Real Sex.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wow.
that is a molding of a lot of males growing up in the late 80s, early 90s. I just had to say it. I think people are forgetting that it was a monumental series.
Thank you for the phone call. I don't know that anybody could forget Real Sex. Just not sure it belongs here.
But when is the last time it's actually come up in conversation?
God knows. I don't even think they do. I don't even think it's like available on the app.
I'm surprised he didn't drop a Taxi Cab Confessions in his honorable mention. I mean, damn, dude.
Yo. No, we did not forget. Docuseries. And what's the one? The Jinx. The Jinx would have been a good docuseries.
The Jinx is a very good one.
Very good show.
Very good.
All right, let's go out to Chief over in South Fulton. Chief, what's happening?
What's happening, Chief? What was the guy named this guy? Was it Ike?
Yeah.
I love Ike because he said exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Ike. Ike should be part of the nation, Travis.
Hey,
he should be part of the nation. Yes.
He's welcome anytime.
Yes. Now, Mike, this was it was better than Dillon's. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
It was better than Dillon's. I mean, that's about all I can say about that.
All right,
you know?
Cool.
But hey,
that's not saying much.
Michael Strahan. Yeah. Michael Strahan's parents should be locked up.
Oh,
I'm serious. That's child abuse. That's child abuse.
It is.
I mean, how can you do that?
Just wait.
Your parents would never did that.
We're going to send Allie up to Dallas, Georgia.
Chief.
Hopefully, they don't have to.
Look,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're absolutely right. My parents would have never done that, and this reminds me of that episode of South Park where Cartman made that kid that was picking on him, like, he killed his parents and he put him in a chili and made him eat it.
Bro,
oh my
all right.
Gosh.
Jesus,
wow, that was extreme.
You always got to go off the rails.
What? That's true.
All
it's
right.
real. It's real. It happened with South Park.
All right, let's go back to the phone
lines.
Tenderman
must
and
die.
Let's talk to Daniel. He says he's on his way to work in South Carolina. Daniel, what's going on, man? Welcome to the morning show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I leave my house in Appleton at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I drive to South Carolina. But, hey, look, when you have so many series to choose from, it's hard to do a top five. But
it is.
Newsroom, True Blood, both should, should have been on there.
Okay.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah. All right, Allie brought both those up as well. I think it's fair.
True Blood should
Allie's
not.
A big True Blood,
Blood
fan.
Is not yeah. on my list.
Allie's you, a big True Blood fan.
You and Grant rewatched episodes of that?
No, we do not watch True Blood.
Hey.
As a matter of fact, when this came up, what, a month ago when you saw something about True Blood, and you're like, oh, thank God the vampire thing's over.
Exactly.
And it's not. I was like, yo, Michael B. Jordan just put out a vampire movie. Literally.
I'm over
just
the vampire
put one out.
Thing.
Bo Johnson hit me with Westworld.
Good show.
Hold on. Westworld, you were talking about storyline art going off the rails.
Yes.
The first two seasons of Westworld is phenomenal.
Insane.
And then when they go to the futuristic world and everything, it is complete garbage. You can't follow
can't,
it.
They
brought in the guy from what's that show about Breaking Bad? They brought in that guy.
Yes.
And this show just completely went off the rails.
Yeah, completely agree with that.
Well, and Mike, you're always talking about the subcategories
yes.
with Top 5 Tuesday. Yeah. I think one where like White Lotus would come in, maybe Game of Thrones, is HBO does a really good job of creating hype around their shows.
Yeah.
What's the show that the Top 5 Tuesday of what everyone is jumping on the bandwagon for right now?
Yeah, I think that White Lotus belongs in that category.
Because yeah.
I've seen White Lotus the first two seasons, and I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't have put it in the top 25.
It's not great.
I didn't think it was great.
You got to know about it.
Yeah. I also think, and like I said, you could have done top five miniseries, which is what Band of Brothers is. It's one season. You could have done docuseries. Like we said, The Jinx would have been in there, a couple of other ones. So like you said, you can always do these subcategories. This just stands to be my top five. Let's go back to the phone lines one more time. Dylan, let's get in Gabe from Atlanta. Gabe, you're on the morning shift. What's going on?
Mike, Mafia.
Hey,
so,
yes, sir.
So look, you can't be Mike Mafia and not mention one of the greatest Mafia series on HBO, not named Sopranos.
Okay.
Boardwalk Empire is... Boardwalk Empire is one of the most like underrated series on HBO.
It is like
I mean, obviously you got Sopranos and The Wire and those, but Boardwalk Empire has to be somebody's top five. It's definitely mine.
Yeah.
And I like your honorable mention of The Night of. I mean, it's a mini series, but like it's great from scene one to scene close. So it's great.
Yes. Thanks for the call,
Gabe. Sounds like Gabe is actually a member of the nation because I'm the one that said Boardwalk and The Night Of. So I appreciate you, Gabe. And I also thought for 30 seconds that was Abe calling in with his nickname Gabe. Like, literally, I was waiting for hear like Abe's voice. The Night Of, we only watched, Mamie and I watched it together, and we only watched it once. It was so well done. And I thought I wish they'd have done another like spinoff of that. Like, I know it would have been different, but.
Yeah, we actually watched The Night Of right after we listened to the podcast Serial.
And
it was like so interesting because the dynamics are the same in a lot of different ways from the podcast Serial. And so diving into The Night Of, you're like, oh my God. And that guy, I don't even know who he was in The Night Of. I think that was his first big break. The actor that's the lead in The Night Of, the actual guy that's accused of murder. Insanely good. Like, we were like, who is this guy? He is nuts.
Yeah, that was Riz Ahmed, and he was Nassar, which was the character. But again, Michael Kenneth Williams is in that, who's Chalky White in Boardwalk Empire. He was also in The Wire.
Boardwalk Empire was a favorite of the Falcons offensive line room when I was there.
Dude, so you watched that one?
I watched like a season of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was solid.
Steve Buscemi should have just been born in the 20s. Like, he was made for that decade.
He's so good in that and Reservoir Dogs. Like, he's actually in The Sopranos as well.
Yeah.
When I first, like, discovered Steve Buscemi, you know, I was watching movies, I thought he was more of a comic, you know, comedian, and he obviously can, but like, yeah, dude, he's so good.
He's got a range.
So good in Boardwalk Empire.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.